With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have you heard about this thing, OnlyFans, on Instagram?
I was thinking about starting an OnlyFans account, actually.
You were?
Yeah, I was thinking about starting one, you know, me in various seductive poses.
What content would you put on your OnlyFans?
Like, you know, like me, like, naked.
me covering me, your nipples? No, me. You just said you were just looking like you're covering your nipples.
Yeah, me just doing various seductive poses for my paying fans.
Would you speak to them in a seductive way?
Yeah, I'd be like,
okay,
hey.
Well, here we go. So do your intro to your OnlyFans. Hey. So I've clicked on it. I've clicked on it and I come in.
Hey, if you want to see the full Francis Bull.
No, I've already paid to see the full Francis
Bull. All right.
Bull. I've already paid the money. No, hold on. So let me do it again. So hold on. I'm just subscribing. Subscribed. I'm in.
Oh. Now. Thank you for paying your £150 subscription. Welcome to Francis Bull's OnlyFans account.
Sweet. Okay. Can I skip the intro or can I get straight to it?
Please tune in for some... I've never even been on one. What do they do on them?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I have never been on one.
You
what
have
options?
Been on
okay,
one.
I've never been on one. You have to pay money to
but
do it.
Apparently loads of models have been doing OnlyFans accounts. It's like acceptable now in the lockdown because they haven't been able to, like... Apparently, it's like a bit really big thing now.
Yeah, I think it's a bit.
Have you started one?
You're posting. I haven't started one. No, I don't think anyone wants to see me in revealing situations. I just want to know how you would. That wasn't very seductive, your intro. Surely you should make it more seductive.
I just get awkward when I'm trying to seduce my fans.
Seduct. When you're trying to seduct.
Okay, when I'm trying to seduct my orchestra.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Private Parts. We have the glorious Adam Rowe on the podcast today. Adam Rowe is...
He's not just
comedian.
Glorious. He is a funny, hilarious top comedian.
He's top comedian, Liverpudlian comedian. He has his stand-up special, which is out now. You can go onto YouTube.com/Adam Rowe.
Supported Bill Burr on his last tour at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, supported Bill Burr.
You don't know who that is, do you, Jamie? Bill Burr.
Yeah, I do. I know Bill Burr. Boston. He's from Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Boston American comedian. Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And he goes, fucking Jesus Christ. That's how he talks.
Yeah. All right. You do know.
Are you just feeling your genitals?
No, I was pulling up my trousers. They were down the whole podcast.
That's what you do. If you want to go and check out more, go on to his own fans.
Sorry, I was just trying to get into the seductiveness.
Hey, listen, everybody, enjoy the episode. As always, follow us on Instagram if you fancy it at Private Podcast. And just have a lovely little time. Enjoy your walk, your run, your day, whatever you're doing right now.
Enjoy washing the dishes. Because we've all been washing a lot more dishes, haven't we?
Oh, yeah,
we have. This lockdown. Oh, God.
Yeah, we...
Is actually ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Rowe on the podcast. Why do you feel every single time we start a podcast and we have, you know, even with someone like Adam, who's a friend of the podcast, you feel like you have to announce it?
I'm just trying to be professional to mirror Adam's very professional looking studio he's in.
Yeah, bro. Hey, bro, you're trying to outdo us in your studio right now.
I thought it was.
Oh yes, I'm sure my house outdoes the pair of yours.
Hey, that looks like some solid brick behind you. Solid brickwork.
Mate, yeah, they're real as well.
Really? What kind of bricks are those?
Purple ones.
Oh, purple. Are they oven fired?
Are they oven fired bricks?
Or are they sun baked?
What do you mean?
Wallpapers is what they are.
Oh, it's wallpaper.
Of course, it's wallpaper.
Oh, I thought you were in like some warehouse.
No,
some loft apartment.
You thought that
in New
was
York.
Real brick behind it.
Yeah, I thought it was real brick behind it.
I'm in my box room, in my three-bedroom terrace house in the council estate.
Yeah, look at you act, oh, I'm Adam Rowe, I'm man of the people. Oh, look, terraced house, three bedrooms. Look at you. Brick wall.
Jamie, do you know what a terrace house is?
Yeah, it's a house with a terrace. That's what it is.
No, it isn't. A terrace house means there's two houses attached to my house.
So you've got three houses. Look, you've got three houses.
Well, so I live in a terrace house then too.
Yeah, so do I.
And I tell you what, right?
Oh, okay. I'm from Liverpool.
It's all an act, isn't it, Adam? You went to Eton.
I did, yeah. I went to university for a week in Liverpool and then decided... Fuck this.
I'm going to Eton.
Hey, so you're in your terrace house in Liverpool?
Yes.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, we have been for many weeks now.
Wait, are you by yourself though?
No, I've got my girlfriend and my dog. Yeah. And I live two streets away from me dad and my little brother as well, who I've occasionally cooked for and dropped food off because they are lazy, so they won't do it themselves.
That is very Liverpudlian.
You're in Liverpool now, Adam?
Yes.
Ah, nice. Whereabouts in Liverpool?
West Derby.
Ah. Is that in Derby there?
No, it isn't. It's in Liverpool.
Yeah. What? Because it had Derby in it. You thought it was going to be in Derby. Have you ever been to Derby?
Have I ever been?
I've been to Derby. I think. Yeah.
It has the most amount of like one way streets in Derby. If you've ever been there, it's like everything up north for some reason is always one way. I don't get it.
Don't describe Derby as up north ever again.
Derby is up north. Derby is like north. Anything past
Derby
is north.
The lower East Midlands. It's below Nottingham. Derby's not up north at all in any way, shape, or form.
But wait, Liverpool is not up north.
Liverpool is, but Derby
Liverpool
isn't.
Is north.
So you don't really live in Liverpool then?
Yes, I do.
He doesn't live in Derby, Francis.
Wait, I thought you lived in West Derby.
I do, but West Derby is not the west of Derby. It's a suburb. Is this private parts or geography for the insane? What are we doing?
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives on the podcast. Our friend Adam Rowe. Woohoo!
Thanks for having us. Good to see
Woo-hoo!
You.
Woohoo! Yeah, Adam.
First time I did the pod, Francis wasn't here. This is the first time I've done it with Francis.
Oh,
it was me
yeah.
and you
yeah.
and
remember that?
Lucy. Yeah, yeah, Francis was off gallivanting.
Where was I?
You thought it was on a different day, I think.
Oh,
damn it!
No! I think I was somewhere. I think maybe I was somewhere else.
No! You thought it was on a different day. You heard Adam Rowe was coming into the studio, and you were like, "Fuck that! I don't want to be with Adam Rowe."
Yeah, yeah. He's intimidating to me.
Wait, Adam. So hang on. But this is quite Liverpudlian for families to live like streets away from each other.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Robbie Fowler who bought a whole street for his family or something like that?
I heard that. I can't speak to whether it's actually true, but it is quite common.
It's quite Liverpudlian to want to see your family.
No, we don't want to see them. It's just the council tend to go, oh, his nan lives there. Well, let's put him in that one. Let's keep him close in case she has a stroke. We're kept close by for family emergencies
But I also find people from Liverpool and people from up north in general are very helpful, by nature.
What do you mean? Carrying your shopping? What do you mean?
I don't know. I think that it's no coincidence that a lot of the call centres are based up north because they're just naturally more helpful.
I don't think there's a single Scouse call centre because I would dread to... I don't think Scouse...
It's Scouse more Yorkshire, I suppose.
Yeah, Scousers are helpful to a point. And then once people start getting a bit annoyed or mouthy, then Scousers can flip quite quickly. So if you were, let's say you were calling the Scouse call centre to speak to me about your internet being down, I'd be like, yeah, no problem, mate. I'll just help you. Can I take your name? Can I take your address? Okay, that's cool. And then if you got a bit, listen, mate, my internet is not working and I need it fixed immediately, I'd be like, listen, lad, go fuck yourself. I've got better things to do than deal with this attitude. Goodbye, mate. Button down.
No, you would. Is that what happens? Do you have a quick switch? So suddenly it's like, oh,
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
You.
Scousers go from the most helpful person in the world to I never want to speak to you again with the slightest bit of disrespect. So you can't put a call centre there. You have to put a call centre somewhere where your attitude is the least of their problems.
Yeah, but also, Anna, it's funny if you do a Liverpudlian accent, it's like you go like, all right, you go like, all right, I'm gonna,
what?
All right, I'm gonna help, I'm gonna help.
That's not Liverpudlian.
That's the Dolmio advert.
Yeah, he sounded Italian.
When is it your Dolmio day?
No, it is.
What's the pomodoro? If you're being a scout, just start a conversation with. Ah, it's a Jamie Lang. Welcome to Liverpool, Jamie. I am local Scouseman.
I am local Scouseman.
Did you get ripped off by an Italian tour guide when you arrived in Liverpool? It's the Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea fame. He is here. I will take you around. No, I'm from Liverpool. This is what we sound like. Would you like to go on the tour of this city?
But if you're Liverpudlian, you almost always sound passive aggressive if you're trying to be nice.
You reckon?
Yeah. So if I phoned you up and I was like, oh, hi there. I'd like to order a pizza from you.
All right, lad. What do you want on it?
Yeah, it seems aggressive.
Chicken. Chicken. Do you want some chicken on it?
But you know what I mean, Adam? Liverpudlians always feel, it always seems like someone's trying to trick them, or they're always on the back foot.
Well, obviously, I'll take your word for it. I'm surrounded by Scousers, so I think I just take Scouse accents to be the norm round here. But I do get your point, yeah?
You know, I love Liverpool, and I've been up there a few times. I think I went up there with you once.
Yeah,
Jamie.
We've been up together a few times.
But you know what once happened to me? I went up there once upon a time. I went to DJ at this club. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I DJ'd at Garland's.
Okay.
Which is, I think, it's normally a gay club, right? But it was on that night. It was like a student night or whatever.
On that night, it was super gay.
Garland's was on paper a gay club, but is sort of like the gay club that everyone's welcome in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So,
are there any gay clubs where people aren't welcome in?
There's a few gay clubs where, if you queue up and
Jamie, that question was directed to you.
wait, Adam, explain this. So if you queue up, I want to hear this. If you queue up, what happens?
To certain gay clubs, and they're like, you're clearly straight. They'll just just tell you to fuck off.
That's so much bullshit. You can't queue up and they go, you're not gay. You're not coming in. They can't guess that.
Absolutely can. I'm not saying it's official policy that's written on their website, but I'm telling you this is what's executed at the door. Because they wanted to be, first of all, they wanted to be a gay couple primarily, but also they let a lot of girls in who just want to have a dance and not be perved on by men. So if they don't want to let like someone like me in who looks like he's just going in because there's girls in there who've let the guards down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So they try and fish my sort out and like get away. Whereas Garland's is sort of like everyone come in, but you know, it is a gay club. So
actually, do you know what? Now that you mentioned it, I did have some trouble getting into it that night. So, you know, they were like, sorry, this is a gay club. And I was like, no, I'm DJing. They're like, no, but gays only. And then eventually I had to bribe my way in. But that's not the actual story.
How did you bribe your way in?
Look, I don't want to get into the gruesome details, but...
Hey, I want to know. I want to know what you did to bribe your way in.
No, it was just, you know, I eventually had to call the guy and, you know, he got me in. But basically what happened is after the... they put me in this like really nice apartment somewhere in Liverpool. I can't remember exactly where it was. But
everything in Liverpool is about 5 meters away from Lime Street.
Yeah, it was near Lime Street.
It's always near Lime Street.
And I brought back a load of people for an after party. So a load of I think there were like three girls and then maybe
400
one guy,
blokes.
One guy, and then it was the promoter who then left. And so I was there with the girls, and then I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and buy some alcohol. So there was like a shop down there.
This is how classy is Adam.
The club had paid me in cash. Right.
I'm sorry. I just found it really funny that the way you announced you were going to get some booze in was like you were reading from a novel. I'm going to go downstairs and purchase some alcoholic beverages. Would anybody like some sustenance while I'm there?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I said. So I went downstairs and then when I came back up, the girls were like sitting on. Oh, they were like, oh, actually, we've got. I had this whole bag of alcohol, and they were like, actually, we've got to go. We got an exam early in the morning, so we got to be up early. So actually, we got to go. And I was like, oh, all right, okay, well.
I reckon you weren't that lenient. I reckon you weren't like, yeah, whatever.
What? No, you're fucking staying. No.
You're staying. Look what I got here. I got this whole run. No one's leaving. I was just like,
oh, okay. Because actually, I kind of wanted to go to sleep anyway.
That's such a lie. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
So, yeah, whenever I want an early night, what I tend to do is invite three women to my apartment and buy them all alcohol, and I just give them it and then go and get me head down. That's what I do as well.
I'm just a good Samaritan, a good guy. I'm just a nice guy.
What? You don't want this alcohol? Don't worry about it.
Fine. I'll take it back. It's closed, but I'll take it back tomorrow. So they left and I went to get in bed or whatever. And then the next morning I wake up and I'm like packing to go catch my train. I realize not only had they stolen all of my money, they stole my watch as well. They stole like an IWC watch.
How angry were you? How angry? Furious.
I was just like, I think maybe the promoter was like in on it and brought them because he kind of like said, oh, bring them back, they'll be fine. And then he left. And then he was really unhelpful when I was trying to like find out who their names were. So I think he was.
You think it was a sting? I think it was a sting.
I think it was a sting, yeah.
That's an exclusive, that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Adam, yeah. have you ever gone into a scrap or being mugged or anything like that while being in Liverpool? You must have been.
Yeah, I actually got mugged a few years ago in a nightclub in Liverpool, and they took my phone off me and my money.
In a nightclub? What do you mean in a nightclub?
So I went into the toilet of a club in Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was very, very, very drunk, right? This guy's in there on his own. It was towards the end of the night. And he goes, I've got a weapon. Give me your phone and your money now.
He went into a bathroom and some bloke comes on and says, I've got a weapon. And that's too good. And then he
was it in Garlands
that?
Or was that
yeah.
a...
It wasn't. It was in a club called Pop World, which is like a cheesy 90s music bar, right? Mm-hmm. So I give him all my stuff. Initially, I went, oh, fuck off. And he was like, lad, say this. So I gave him it. And then because I had no money and no phone on me and I'd lost my friends or earlier in the night, I had to walk home, which is about 5 miles. So I'm walking home and I'm just really pissed off. And then a police car pulls up and he's like, you know what I mean? And I was like, being mugged, I could really do with a lift home. So the police took me home, took a statement. And then the police turned up at my house about a week later and they go, right, we've investigated and... We've got the CCTV from the venue and you went into the toilet. But as far as we can tell, there was no one else in the toilet at that time. And I was like, but there was. And he's like, well, here's your options. Either we can give you this £80 fine now and this goes away and we just stop looking into it. Or we can continue to look into it. And if we can prove, as far as we're concerned, that we think you're lying, then you'll have a criminal record forever.
So that is so weird.
No. Yeah.
And my dad, so at the time I lived at home and my dad was there and I went, Dad, what do you want me to do? And he went in front of this like chief inspector guy. My dad went, the thing is, mate, coppers like him who just want to get on with their day, they'll do anything to put anyone in trouble. So just pay the £80 fine and tell them to fuck off. And that was in front of him.
Mate, that's a joke. They fucking did that.
They basically said, do you want a criminal record or do you want to give us £80?
That is fucking ridiculous.
Because we don't believe you. We don't believe you were mugged. And I was like, why would that? So what have I done with my phone and my money? And why was I walking home from town?
How annoyed. Still makes you angry.
It's fucking infuriating. And the thing is, the £80 fine, they gave me like 28 days to pay it. And it had to be paid by like 5 p.m. on the 28th day. And
what was the fine
into the...
For what was the fine for?
Wasting police time.
But that you can't be fined for making a complaint of a criminal.
As far as they're concerned,
I think
no
you
criminal.
Can. Yeah, I think you can. I think that if you're wasting police time, you can be fined for it.
But if they can prove it, because they can't prove that there wasn't anyone in the bathroom.
Yeah, but they would try and prove it, right?
What they were saying was, this is like the most lenient we can be for wasting police time. If we prove it, if you make us prove it, then you'll get it. It'll be a lot more serious, and you'll have a criminal record.
But how would they prove that there was no one in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, they couldn't. Yeah, prove
but how? But how? But also, but it's totally true. But also, I remember when I was part of the police force doing a TV show. Same thing would happen when people would prank call the police station. Right, they would prank call the police station, hang up, and because it was wasting police time, you could fine these individuals and stuff. And that's what people used to do. They used to fine them for like doing these things. So if you are wasting police time, they think and there's no proof. I mean, they would just find proof and just say, well, there you go. It's because it's a waste of time for them.
Are you
they
saying that the police will make up evidence?
No. I'm not saying that, baby, but I think...
I am.
Yeah. I think that they would. That's just freaking annoying that happens, because you're like, why the hell, like you said, why the hell would I throw my wallet and things away and then be walking home and now I'm the person being fined £80?
Yeah, like, the way I thought, because he was in my house for like an hour before like he made me make a decision. And
were you having an hour?
He basically told me, you're not getting the phone back. Like that's gone. Even if you're right and you're telling the truth and someone's mugged you, they've probably sold the phone on by now. So you're not gonna get your phone back. You can't prove how much money you had that night, so we can't get you any money back. So basically what you're asking us to do is try and find a man that we don't believe exists. and say to him, don't do that again, because he's not going to go to prison for taking a phone off you. So do you want us to do that? And if we can't find him, you get a criminal record, or do you want to give us £80 in 28 days? That they were my options, essentially.
So also, I guess probably there are a lot of instances of people, not saying that you do this, but I suppose they have to deal with a lot of people like making up fake muggings to get insurance on their phones, right?
100%. Yeah. So, I didn't have insurance on my phone.
Well, that's enough proof to say, like, why are you, like, you're not
what
back.
Am I doing? Well, what am I gaining out of this? What the hell am I gaining?
There was a I gained was a lift home in a police car at 7 o'clock in the morning.
There was a guy at Leeds who they found like a bag of money. In my pocket. They found a bag of money in a park in Leeds, and they took it to the police station and they handed it to the police station. And if the money is never collected, you then get to keep the money.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
a certain amount of days. That happens, doesn't it? So if you find money somewhere, like big wad of cash...
I think it has to be below a certain amount. I think over a certain amount.
Yeah, I think it's £5,000.
Yeah.
If
you find £5,000 and you go, look, I've found this, they have to put a notice up saying, we've found a certain amount of money in this location. If you can prove it's yours, you'll get it. And if no one comes forward, and I think it's 28 days.
Yeah, something like that, then it becomes yours, isn't it?
Then whoever found it, finders keepers.
Wait, I took it. And if you found £5,000 on the floor... in yeah. a park, yeah. would you pick it up and take it to the police station?
I'd be going to Curry's and getting a new laptop, motherfucker.
Francis, what would you do if you found £5,000 just lying on the floor?
It would depend on the circumstances, because if I've found money on the floor before, like once I found two £50 notes on the floor in the same day.
And you didn't hand those in, did you?
No, because
they were definitely both yours, and you just had a hole in your pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, another one.
Yeah. Oh, another one.
Or it's the same one.
Just kept falling out.
No, but one, it was really weird. Like one, I found it was just stuck to the, it was stuck. It wasn't raining outside. It was just stuck to the floor, and I thought it was like a one of those hidden camera things. So I was like looking around. And then picked it up, and I was like, "Oh, well, that is actually a genuine £50."
I love it that your paranoia kicks in. You thought you were going to be part of a hidden camera show.
Well, you know, those things happen. So then I was walking. I was in South Kent, and I walked, and I saw a £50 note stuck to the wall, just stuck to the wall. It was the weirdest.
What?
Yeah, this was like quite far away from each other as well. So like, it's highly unlikely that one person would have found both of them.
My life is so different to yours, you know. Like if you try and pay for something with a £50 note round the air, they look at you like, who do you know?
Right, and we got to that moment in the podcast, Francis. We need to have the question of the week, buddy.
All right. Do you guys like avocados?
I think they're overrated.
All right, is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer. Alan, do you like avocados?
Not really. Guacamole's avocado, isn't it?
Yeah, but guacamole's not like a straightforward. It's overrated, man. It's overrated. I don't get it.
Well, I don't get guac on my burritos.
I think you guys are both wrong about that. But that's not the question. The question is, what does avocado mean?
Avocado would be, so it's South American.
Yeah.
So avocado would mean something like, I reckon it's something, okay, I'm going to go for something like fruit of the trees.
I reckon it's,
yeah, go on, Adam. I can't wait for this. Yeah. I'm excited for this.
Vegetable of the gentrification.
Vegetable of the gentrification.
Yeah, I reckon that's what avocado means.
Do you know what? Actually, it's quite fascinating. I don't know if you ever use Google Trends, but mm-hmm. I was if you look up the the term avocado on Google Trends. You can basically track the rise in popularity of avocados and halloumi and quinoa. They all sort of follow the same trajectory. It's like, what were we eating before these things?
Mate, halloumi, deep fried halloumi.
Turkey
Twizzlers are banging them. Mate, deep fried halloumi. Oh my God, don't even get me started. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I've been charcoal grilling a lot of halloumi recently.
Oh my God, freaking eat it up.
My charcoal grill.
Hey,
so that's your answer?
Yeah, that's our answers, mate.
Okay, you're going to have to remind me what they are as well.
Vegetable of the gentrification.
Okay. And fruit of the trees.
Fruit of the trees. There aren't any other fruits.
Yeah, yeah.
The trees. Do you know what I'll trees? Say? My answer is a joke answer. And no, I'm more not. Confident in it than I am in Jamie's.
Okay, Adam, listen, sit back, relax. I'm going to read you my diary, buddy. You ready for this?
Sure.
Here we go, man. Friday. So I woke this morning to a call from my agent. No, I'm not a secret agent or a spy. But if I'm totally honest, I would make...
If you were a secret agent or a spy, they'd be called your handler. Waiting for a call from my handler.
No, it'd be your agent.
No, you're the agent if you're a spy.
But the people above you are agents.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they
are. Handlers.
They're handlers.
What do you mean they're handlers? You're a handler.
Like, M in James Bond isn't an agent, is she?
She's a handler.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she handles
the agents.
Shut up. Here we go.
Hey, there's already so many holes in this diary.
No, there's not. Listen, here we go. To be honest, I would make a very good Bond. But no, it was my work agent. Basically, my boss who tells me what I can and can't do. Turns out, an article had been written in the paper about me having a party until 5 a.m. with a group of people and no social distancing. Having just woken up and strolled into my living room to find no remains of a party, I was baffled. Had it happened without me realising? Had I forgotten it? What had happened? This had happened in the past. Apparently, I had had a party. I looked online to see the article and found, yes, in fact, I apparently did have a party to 5 a.m. with police arriving to shut it down. There was even a picture of me in the background of a girl taking a selfie. Firstly, let's get this right. I didn't have a party that night. Secondly, no police came to my house.
Oh, so this diary is a PR exercise, isn't it?
No, it's not.
This is damage control.
No, it's not. No police came to my house.
Jamie Cummings over here.
Do you regret what you did?
No.
Does one rule apply to us and one rule apply to you?
No police came to my house, and the picture of me supposedly in the background isn't even me. And what makes it worse is the picture of the guy in the background who was supposed to be me is my girlfriend Sophie's ex-boyfriend.
She's got a type.
they thought that the bloke in the background was Sophie's ex. I was irritated, annoyed, frustrated. If I'm going to be blamed for a party, at least I want a party. I want the party to happen. I was thinking, does this give me a mulligan, a loophole to have a new party and claim it was the party I had before? Francis, get your DJ dicks out. We're going to be dancing at mine, but 2 metres apart.
You watch at home this time.
Yeah. Not taking any chances.
There's an article that came out that said I had a party till 5 a.m. and the police came round. I didn't even have any party.
Wait. Can I guess what newspaper this was published in? Is it the Daily Express?
No, it's not the Daily Express.
Oh, okay. All right, which one was it?
It's one of the publications.
Which one?
Just one of them. I don't want to say which one.
But are you going to sue them?
No, you can't. Why would I sue them?
Because it's defamation of character.
What do you think, Adam? Should I sue a big media company?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a lie. If someone writes a fake story about you that implies that you're breaking the law, that's illegal.
Is it breaking the law, though? Is it now a law?
Yeah, because...
To
have a party, it's illegal now, right? To have people...
Is it so really? If you have a party and you get caught, what happens? What do you get? Fine.
You probably get a big fine, yeah.
Really?
Do you remember that story that the Daily Express made up? I mean, we got in a fight, but they basically implied that we were mugged and they were like looking for our Rolexes, or they were after our Rolexes.
Yeah.
And our bulging wallets, they said. It was like the most ridiculous article, clearly just made to like make people jealous or like envious of
us. What happened, Adam, was we were mugged like you on a street.
We weren't mugged.
We were just beaten up.
You were getting. I came outside and Jamie was holding Jamie's arm, like he was holding them there, like holding him, holding his arm, and. Anyway, I came over.
What happened next?
I came over and said like basically was sticking up for Jamie, and then basically these three guys came out of the house next door, like came through the thing and just basically jumped on me, and then Jamie ran off. He ran off. There's a guy who was holding his hand, chased after him, and I was basically getting kicked in the head by these fucking three people.
It wasn't really scary.
It was. My face was like all cut and stuff. But it wasn't like it wasn't a mugging. And the Daily Express obviously heard that we'd been in a fight, and made up this complete. It was like they completely sexed up the story and made it up. And I was just like, I was shocked that they would just do that. Would just lie like openly.
Hey,
well, they me and my mate mugged each other when we were a kid.
wait, you and who?
Me and my mate, we shared a paper round, and at Christmas there was a lot of money that we had to collect for the newspapers.
Yeah,
and we decided that we wanted to keep it, so we went to the park and beat the shit out of each other and tried to claim we'd been mugged.
Oh, no, you're so lying.
I'm not lying.
No, you've got a history with the police.
Yeah, no wonder the police didn't believe you. Oh, it's that fucking Adam Rowe guy again claiming he's been mugged.
Are you wasting our time again? Because we will fine you.
Hey, listen, boys, we gotta stop there for the end of part one. But Adam, you gotta stick around for part two, buddy.
100%, man.
Oh, listen, everyone, we'll see you in part two.
Toodles. Welcome back to part two.
No, this is the end of part
moving
one.
Moving straight in.
No, this is the end. It's the end of part one. We'll see you in part two, everybody.
All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.